And welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Morikubo family, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Shigezuchi and Shizue Morikubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji. Reverend Majima requested that her message be read. Shinran Shonin said that Shakyamuni Buddha and Amida Buddha are our father and our mother. Full of love and compassion for us, guiding us with various skillful means to bring us to awaken the Supreme Shinji. This year, millions of people suffer from COVID-19, and I am very sorry for the loss of loved ones. My wish to all of you is to take good care of yourself. Two of my friends who are doctors were exposed to COVID-19 lately, but they still worried about their patients. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all the people engaged in the medical area. Today I would like to talk about another pandemic in human history, diabetes and obesity from a Buddhist view. In one of the books written by Dr. Atkins, the global obesity and diabetes began along with the distribution of refined sugar. I instantly agreed with his description, as there were no obese people around me when I was a child. As a result of the development of transportation, the world has become globalized. The distribution of people and goods was done at an unprecedented level. It is said that the pandemic of the infectious disease comes once in a century. In modern times, as a byproduct of globalization, obesity and diabetes are quietly neglected. Recently, I was diagnosed with steroid-induced diabetes. It is categorized as type 2 diabetes, I think. I have been taking cortisone more than 10 years for treating my autoimmune disease, and ironically, the steroid treatment made me a diabetic. I was curious if there were any diabetes in Buddhist times, so I made a small research, and this is my finding. About 2,500 years ago, there was a doctor named Sushruta. He wrote medical books, and he said in one of his books that if you overeat and not have enough exercise, you will become obese, and you will get the honey urine disease extendedly. The honey urine disease is probably type 2 diabetes. He also made a description about type 1 diabetes. The cause of diabetes and obesity was described very simply, but clearly in his book. Surprisingly, there was metabolic syndrome and diabetes in ancient India. His book was translated into Arabic around the 8th century and distributed worldwide since then, and it became one of the classic medical books. My next research was to look for the description about obesity or diabetes in the Buddhist scriptures. In the Buddhist scriptures, I found the Buddhist teaching to one obese king. The story is summarized as follows. In ancient India, there was a king named Prasenajit. The king really existed during Buddhist time. He was a king of the ancient Kosala country in India, and he lived in the capital city, Shravasti, which is now located in Uttar Pradesh. The king was, of course, rich, so he was able to eat many kinds of delicious foods as much as he wished every day. The king loved to eat, and he ate a lot. Therefore, he had a terribly obese body. In those days in India, only some wealthy people were able to eat sugary food or to drink alcohol. So many rich people seemed to have an obese body. Obesity was a symbol of wealth, and it was not a bad thing at all. One afternoon, the king ate until he was full as usual. Soon after lunch, he took the young servant boy to Chitavana V. Vihara to meet the Buddha. Jetavana Vihara was located on the outskirts of Shravasti. The king was quite obese, so he breathed heavily with his shoulders when he arrived. The Buddha could not suppress a wry smile. By looking at the king, who was breathing heavily, the Buddha said, "People should be careful about the amount of food they take. If they take just enough for the body, then suffering decreases, so that people can grow old in good health." The king was listening to Buddha single-mindedly, and he took the Buddha's advice seriously. So the king ordered the young servant, "Remember the words of the Honored One, and from now on recite the words when I start eating. If you can do it without fail, then I will give you rewards." The boy was extremely happy and promised the king, "Yes, Your Majesty, I am going to follow your order." After they came back to the castle, the boy's servant recited the words of the Buddha every time when the king tried to eat a meal. The king was reminded of the Buddha's teaching every day, every time he ate. In this way, the king's intake of the foods decreased little by little. As a result, the king's physique transformed from the obese body to a slender body, and he became very healthy. By listening to the Buddha's words every day, the king also thought of what the Buddha really meant, and he felt the happiness he never experienced before. The king became one of the strong followers of the Buddha. In the scripture, this episode ends here. We can say that this story is a success story of the diet from the medical view. From a Buddhist standpoint, we understand that Buddha taught the king the middle way through the diet. The story teaches us that we should not be drawn in the pleasure or be driven by the ascetic diet. It is important to find our own balance so that we can carry our life in Buddhist in a relaxed manner. It is important to find our own balance so that we can carry our life as Buddhists in a relaxed manner. Now let's go back to our modern life. There is a book called The Obesity Code, which was published a few years ago. The author, Dr. Jason Fung, says in the book that it is a tragedy to blindly reduce calories and starve the body to fill the desire of losing weight. And it is a further tragedy to repeat the cycle of the abstinence diet period and explosive eating diet period alternately. Dr. Fung emphasized that we needed to know the balance and we also needed to learn how to eat mindfully. Have we just heard of this word from ancient India? Dr. Fung explained about the balance mechanism in the human body. He summarized the result of his 30-year research as follows. In order to keep our body healthy, we take longer intervals between meals. He called it the intermittent fasting, and he introduced a sample of eating style in his book. Amazingly, Dr. Fung mentioned the eating habit of the Buddha. 2,500 years ago, the Buddha and the Sangha ate only once a day. In the morning, they visited the village to receive food. After they came back from the village, they spent about an hour to eat the food from 11 a.m. They didn't eat anything with sugar in it because the Buddha prohibited eating the sugary foods in the precepts, and monks followed the rules precisely. The monks were also not supposed to store or reserve surplus foods for the following day. It meant monks accepted just enough food from the villagers every day to sustain their lives. After the meal, monks were allowed to take only water until the next day. It was the lifestyle of the ancient monks. There was no description in any scripture that the monks were in a state of starvation by carrying out such a lifestyle. The Buddha made a lot of rules related to their lifestyle as well as rules of monks' diet. These detailed precepts have been handed down for 2,500 years, and nothing has been changed, especially the Theravada school in Myanmar area. In the 21st century, we focused on healthy living more than ancient people did, so we take supplements and go to the gym. On the other hand, our life became very rich and our world is flooded by foods. especially in the Western world. So we eat almost too much as a result, and some of us formed an eating habit in front of the TV or computer. Our modern life sounds like stepping on the accelerator for obesity while applying the brake to resist the obesity. We can see that this is quite far from the mindful diet. We are proud of the progress of medicine and science in human history. However, neither the methodology for maintaining a healthy weight or curing diabetes has been established from the Buddhist time to the present day, other than eating mindfully as the Buddha advised to King Prasenajit. As Shinran Shonin said that Shakyamuni Buddha showed us how to navigate our life, and Amida Buddha encourages us and would walk us along the path with us, just like father and mother who watch over children. Sometimes it might be a good idea to take a moment to remember the words of the Buddha and check our lifestyle if it is balanced. I hope you remember the Buddha's teaching every time you eat, and you will keep the mindful diet for the rest of your life. Please stay healthy. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you, Reverend Majima, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 23rd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani. The annual chicken sale has been canceled due to the pandemic. We have not yet scheduled another fundraiser, and we'll let you know. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Morikubo family, and our speaker, Reverend Majima of Kapa'a Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kiyonobu Kuwahara of Berkeley Buddhist Temple. Namo Amida Butsu.